My friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary. Thank you for joining me in these series Purgatory Stories. Please, if you love this channel, subscribe, like, and also you can support me either through Patreon, I'll put the link down below, or through my Etsy shop, or you can purchase some of the links down below to certain items where I get a percentage of that purchase. And today's story shows us why we should not procrastinate, why we should not delay, especially in spiritual matters. The following incident is related with authentic proof by the journal The Monde in the number of April 1860. It took place in America in the Abbey of the Benedictines, situated in the village of La Trobe. A series of apparitions occurred during the course of the year 1859. The American press took up the matter and treated those grave questions with its usual levity. In order to put a stop to scandal, the Abbot Wimmer, superior of the house, addressed the following letter to the newspapers. The following is a true statement of the case. In our Abbey of St. Vincent near La Trobe, on September 10, 1859, a novice saw an apparition of a Benedictine in full choir dress. This apparition was repeated every day from September 18th until November 19th, either at 11 o'clock at noon or at 2 o'clock in the morning. It was only on the 19th of November that the novice interrogated the spirit in presence of another member of the community and asked the motive of these apparitions. He replied that he had suffered for 77 years for having neglected to celebrate seven masses of obligation, that he had already appeared at different times to seven other Benedictines, but that he had not been heard, and that he would be obliged to appear again after 11 years if the novice did not come to his assistance. Finally, the spirit asked that these seven masses might be celebrated for him. Moreover, the novice must remain in retreat for 7 days, keep strict silence, and during 30 days recite 3 times a day the Psalm Miserere, his feet bare and his arms extended in the form of a cross. All the conditions were fulfilled between November 20th and December 25th, and on that day, after the celebration of the last Mass, the apparition disappeared. During that period, the spirit showed itself several times, exhorting the novice in the most urgent manner to pray for the souls in purgatory, for, said he, they suffer frightfully and are extremely grateful to those who cooperate in their deliverance. He added, sad to relate, that of the 5 priests who had died in our abbey, not one had yet entered heaven. All were suffering in purgatory. I do not draw any conclusion, but this is correct. This account, signed by the hand of the abbot, is an incontestable historical document. As regards the conclusion which the venerable prelate leaves us to draw, it is evident. Seeing that a religious is condemned to purgatory for 77 years, let it suffice for us to learn the necessity of reflecting on the duration of future punishment, as well for priests and religious as for the ordinary faithful living in the midst of the corruption of the world. So my friends, this purgatory story urgently shows us that if you have a responsibility to God or to your family or to your work, do not delay, because the time that you withhold now might be double or triple that you have to pay back to the Lord in purgatory. Because as Jesus says, be perfect as my heavenly Father is perfect. Continue praying for the souls in purgatory. Continue asking for their intercession, and I will see you in the next video and in the next purgatory story.